Today, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a new estimate of the number of Americans with severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. The number is, deliberately, much lower than the previous count. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that a clear understanding of how many people actually have the disease and how they spread it plays a key role in the fight against SARS.
Until today, the CDC used a broad definition when counting SARS cases. Suspected cases included anyone who might possibly have the disease. That's anyone with a fever, even minor respiratory problems, plus either a recent visit to parts of Asia or direct contact with someone likely to have SARS. Now the CDC is tallying probable cases, a stricter definition that counts only those really likely to have the disease, people who additionally have severe respiratory problems. CDC Director Julie Gerberding.
So when we use that definition, we end up out of the 208 suspected cases, 35 of them meet the case definition for probable SARS.
The new probable category brings the U.S. in line with how the World Health Organization counts SARS. Under its old categorization, the U.S. appeared to have more cases than Canada, Singapore, and Vietnam. It's now well below all three countries. Gerberding says until recently, American public health officials didn't know enough about the disease to diagnose it with much confidence.
It was just a natural evolution of our precision of reporting, and we're confident that the distinction between a probable and a suspected case is sufficient so that we can have some confidence that the probable cases really are more likely to actually have the condition.
But the suspected case category will be continued, because that way, anyone who might have the disease will be handled with full infection control procedures, since that may be the reason why there hasn't been much spread in the U.S. Meanwhile, progress in combating the infection relies on understanding how the disease spreads. For the last few weeks, epidemiologist Roy Anderson of Imperial College in London has been working pretty much nonstop on a model of how the disease is spreading in Hong Kong. His model depends on two things: the high-quality data being collected by Hong Kong authorities, and something called the reproductive number, how many cases are caused by one infected person.
Now, this reproductive number, that generation of secondary cases, is determined by the typical clinical pattern of infection, and then a lot of factors related to human population density and human behavior.
Anderson has factored in the chance people will pass the disease on in a single contact with another person, how many contacts infected people have each day, and how many days people are infectious before they get into a hospital isolation ward.
We're just at the cusp of the point of understanding what is going on in this epidemic, and we feel that the most important thing to bring it under control, for example in Hong Kong specifically, where there is to date a self-sustaining epidemic, is to shorten this average interval between first appearance of clinical symptoms and then when a patient seeks health care.
His analysis may explain why the disease has spread more quickly in Hong Kong and perhaps China than elsewhere. His numbers show that people there wait about 6 days after symptoms to get themselves to a hospital where they can be isolated. That gives them a lot of time to inadvertently spread the disease. Anderson says getting patients into isolation rooms and hospitals, even just 2 days early, could make a significant difference. Anderson expects he'll be busy for the next few years, not just with SARS, but with other diseases that come along as the world turns into a global village. And how much sleep has he been getting lately?
Not too much, but I think the hard end of this is dealing with the clinical cases for the physicians who are coping and caring for the patients.
At this point, without any cures to offer, while there have been no deaths in the U.S., the worldwide toll as of today is 165. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.